Hello, welcome to the Good Book Club for Epiphany 2019. Today is Friday, January the 11th, 2019. This is the fifth day of the Good Book Club. This is a reading from Romans, the second chapter, the 17th through the 29th verses. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast of your relation to God and know His will and determine what is best because you are instructed in the law, and if you are sure that you are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then that teach others, will you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You that forbid adultery, do you commit adultery? You that abhor idols, do you rob temples? You that boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law, but if you break the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. So if those who are uncircumcised keep the requirements of the law, will not their uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then those who are physically uncircumcised but keep the law will condemn you that have the written code and circumcision but break the law. For a person is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is true circumcision something external and physical. Rather, a person is a Jew who is one inwardly, and real circumcision is a matter of the heart. It is spiritual and not literal. Such a person receives praise not from others, but from God. Well, that is not one of those passages of Scripture that we will hear read on a Sunday morning in church. It's the second half of the second chapter of Romans, and you will recall yesterday that we talked about how Paul is using a rhetorical device here, where he's essentially arguing against an imagined conversation partner. And the thing that he's taken on in this half of the chapter is the notion that was prevalent, I suspect, that somehow just by virtue of one's cultural attachment to being a Jew, one was superior to the Gentile. And the outward mark of Jewishness, dating back to the covenant with Abraham, is that of circumcision. And so this particular part of Paul's argument really takes up what does it mean to be a Jew, and how are Gentiles grafted into Jewishness, if indeed they need to be? How does all of that happen? And a larger thing is playing in the background. It gets soft-pedaled in the book of Acts and throughout other places in the New Testament, but a live argument, an argument that was going on throughout the church in its first few decades of existence, revolved around the question, should Gentile converts to the way of Jesus get circumcised? In other words, can you follow Jesus and not be a Jew? Or, to put it another way, must you become a Jew in order to follow Jesus? And what Paul is arguing for in this passage of Scripture against his anonymous interlocutor is he's saying, no, that there's more to circumcision than simply the physical act. There's more to being a Jew or to being a follower of God than simply saying we have this gift, as in we have the law. And so Paul goes to great extent here to say, it doesn't matter how much you value the law if you don't obey it. And by not obeying it, you've become less of a Jew than the Gentile who doesn't have the benefit of the law but lives according to its precepts. Now again, this seems like a lot of apostolic doublespeak. And indeed, I'm not going to be able to figure all of that out with you in this brief broadcast. But I think it's important for us to think about how does that relate to us in our day and time. And I don't know about you, but I've had plenty of people over the course of my adulthood say, I probably could be a Christian, except I've witnessed how too many Christians live. How can we preach the good news of God, the good news of the gospel, what Paul says is the power of God to salvation, if our lives don't model the sort of lifestyle that would commend to others the way of Jesus? Paul writes to this anonymous foil in the second chapter of Romans and says, you've got the law that tells you not to steal, but are you stealing? You've got the law that tells you not to commit adultery, but are you committing adultery? You've got the law that tells you to avoid idols, but are you robbing temples? So he's saying, are you walking the talk? And regardless of the overall argument that he's trying to put forward as he continues his letter to the Romans, I think that's a worthy question for those of us who are would-be followers of Jesus. How is our behavior lending testimony to the gospel which we purportedly proclaim? That's a worthy question for us to consider. Even in the midst of Paul's serpentine and sometimes circular argumentation at the end of the second chapter of Romans, the takeaway for me is, how is my daily behavior consistent with or inconsistent with the good news that I say Jesus has brought to the world? What does Jesus say about the commandments? What's the greatest commandment? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. How are we doing with that as people who claim to be followers of Jesus? How are we doing with setting an example? Let us pray. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.